Well, earlier today, Premier Doug Ford was asked about the supply of personal protective equipment at our hospitals. And we had heard a dire warning from him before that we were running out, that we only had a week or week or two of personal protective equipment left, saying that more needed to be done. And reporters checked with him earlier today and asked, how are we doing now?
A lot of items are coming in through companies as well. So I'm feeling much better with the supply of PPE.
So that's what the Premier has to say. But how about the workers on the front lines? Joining us right now, I have Doris Grinspun, RN, and the CEO of the Registered Nurses Association of Ontario. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Christy. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for coming on. Well, you just heard the Premier talking about personal protective equipment, saying that he's feeling a lot better. How about you? How are you feeling?
Well, I'm very pleased to hear the Premier on this and also on testing. I need to see it on the hands of nurses and PSWs and doctors and nurse practitioners, etc. They still have a dire need of surgical masks, N95, the goggles, the shields, everything. And the same, Christy, goes for testing. We have a dire need to ramp up testing for residents of nursing homes. We have a disaster, an outrageous disaster of outbreaks, as you know. And also, quite frankly, the testing of health professionals. They're being sent to isolation, and they're not being tested. So that needs to ramp up today, and I sympathize, and I'm glad that the Premier is committed to it, but we need to see it happening now, not in a month, not in 2 weeks, not in 3 weeks, but now.
Okay, so let's quickly talk about the two things here. So you said testing for healthcare workers. The health minister today laid out new priority groups, and she said these are groups that have got to be tested. And within that group, there were vulnerable patients, people at a higher risk, first responders, and yes, frontline workers. So are you satisfied with her saying that earlier today?
No. I am not at all, and you will see it in my report, which is open to the public. It's going in an hour. We have been saying to the minister, the premier, the deputy, Dr. Williams, everybody, that testing in nursing homes needs to happen before an outbreak, not after, because if not, we will keep burning nursing homes. And with that, we are letting down our residents in nursing homes. We are already over close to 150 outbreaks in nursing homes and retirement homes. It's unheard of. So that needs to happen, and it's not after an outbreak, it's before. You don't let, you know, we have the alarm in the house. We don't put the alarm, which is actually you're testing for surveillance in a nursing home, just to parallel that. You don't wait until there is a fire to put an alarm in the home. You need to do the testing in the home before the outbreak happens. Similarly with healthcare workers, they are being sent home in isolation, not being tested unless they have symptoms. And we know today that many of the situations are either asymptomatic, meaning no symptoms, or subsymptomatic, very little symptoms. So they're not being tested, so meaning they continue to shed to others in the time. Worse even, Christy, some of them are being asked to continue to work and monitor themselves while at work. I mean, this is outrageous. The province says we have the capacity now to test 14,000 people a day. We are, I believe, at 3,000, 4,000. So let's ramp up it really, for seriously, and now, and in a way that really we will save lives. We are talking here about saving lives. These seniors, residents in nursing homes, they don't have a chance to live through a ventilator because they will not sustain being in a ventilator. So let's make sure that we keep them healthy as we can, with actually surveillance ahead of an outbreak, so their families that have been told to stay out of the nursing homes have the privilege and the honor to see them again. And
Doris, Doris,
numbers now of healthcare workers actually ill, and it's because we are not testing them in time.
So, Doris, I'm running out of time here, but in the last 30 seconds that I have, just quickly, I want to clarify something. You're telling me that nurses who have symptoms of COVID are telling you that they're being told to monitor and continue going to work? I want to be clear.
Nurses that have been exposed to COVID patients,
that have been exposed.
Usually we will tell them, as you say, we say to the public, self-isolate for 14 days. Many of them are being told, come to work and use a mask and monitor yourself while at work. Well, by the time they have symptoms, it's too late for the rest.
Okay, and on the nursing homes, on long-term care homes, when you're saying every single person should be tested, are you referring to what they're doing in Quebec? Because the premier
Quebec
and the health minister, so you're saying test every single person in a long-term care home, not just the people that have symptoms like Quebec is doing.
Correct, and also BC, right? So you test, it's called surveillance. You test, if not all, at least large numbers, so you get a pulse of what's going on in the nursing home, and you don't wait until there is an outbreak. This is why we have the large number of outbreaks we have, the largest that I know in any jurisdiction, actually, probably in the world. Unheard of. And absolutely discouraging. It breaks my heart. It breaks my heart for the residents that are losing their lives, for the families, especially now during the holidays. Just picture how they are fearing that they will lose their loved ones or that they have lost their, and quite frankly, for the staff that are seeing one after another loss of residents. This is many of them we can avoid if we ramp up the testing.
Doris Grinspun, I appreciate you coming on the show. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Doris Grinspun, RN and CEO of the Registered Nurses Association of Ontario.